So even if they do everything else correct in terms of the body, they go farther and farther from the real solution.
Everyone has done this mistake. And what do you do? I'm hard to say. So far, so good.
And we have to show that this is scientific fact. Otherwise, the demons will make propaganda that this is sectarian.
Believe what? They say brainwash.
Yes.
So if he has already talked with Morarji and he has agreed, then it is great or not?
Yes.
It's good advice.
He said he would be pleased to meet you. He gave a speech on the television last night.
That's what I did.
Yeah. In Hindi, I couldn't follow all of it, but there was a lot of reference to Gandhi and Gandhi's principles and the molding the character of the youth. So I told Mr. Rajda, I was watching with Mr. Rajda in his house, that this is the real way to fulfill all of these goals, Krishna consciousness. And Mr. Rajda said yes.
Then that television speech must be out in the paper.
Yes, it must have been reported this morning. I mean, he's representing a return to the more traditional standards of morality and culture of India.
They say that they're going to replace this family planning with yoga. Instead of using artificial means, they're going to teach yoga. Right.
The Minister of Health and Family Planning, he said, he denied that this name should be changed to just Minister of Health. Because this type of family planning is against the traditional values of India.
It's totally against it. It's Western, that whole Western conception.
I'll make anything.
Actually, a short time ago, everyone knew that these things were wrong. But now they're trying to pretend that it's not wrong. They're trying to forget.
They can do all their political views. These rascals, they can do it. They have no principle, no morality, no standard of honor, nothing. Simply all rogues and thieves. It will degrade more and more. All rogues and thieves will take part in it. Dasu dharma. That's right. Dasu, the work class with thieves, they have got organized in our today. So they, the government, president. And Whenever they are in necessity of money, they get. You want. You get. Organize burglars, organize gundas. And Indira was doing that. Indian company. Take the power and plan them. Do whatever you want. She is a prostitute, her son is a gunda. This is a sample of it. But it can be done all around you. This is a sample of it.
She seems to have been one of the worst leaders so far.
She's not a leader, she's a prostitute. Woman given freedom means prostitution. Free woman means prostitution. What is the prostitution? She has no fixed up husband. And free woman means daily meal, bread.
Who is Indira's husband? She died or something?
He died in a
Mm-hmm.
He was asking what happened to her husband. They said he died. He was a Parsi. As your divine grace had said, that due to the Sankirtan movement, an auspicious atmosphere is being created all over the world. So is it not possible that, at least for the time being, things will improve?
Oh, yeah. Not for the time being, but 10,000.
Yes. Out of 427,000 years, I was taking that 10,000 is for the time being.
Nothing spot.
Srila Prabhupada, where is the mention of that 10,000 years?
But I've had it. Maybe in the Bible. I'm staying alone in this world. I'm struggling, and the so-called intelligent person will not come to help me. What? He would be actually beneficial to the human society. Why I should alone try to? You go on trying so long I live, there will be no checking. But what kind of intelligent person they are? Has been approved by an intelligent mode like of ourselves. In that sense, like, most wretched rogues, they are not so, they are intelligent. They have rejected all these God ideas and because they have sinned or somehow. Especially in the Western countries, the Christian world, what is there? There is no value.
Yeah.
I have condemned him. He has seen that bit. One Christian boy, in fact. Have you got the problem? See? He said, go on praying, Govinda, Adi Guru. People may hear, but I don't know.
To Mr. Francois Pierre. My dear Francois, who's in France, please accept my blessings. I beg to thank you for your letter dated March 17th. Try to understand our mission of Krishna consciousness. The world is all going to hell. They do not know what is the value of life. Like blind sheep following a blind leader, they are all going to the slaughterhouse. Human life is meant for saving, but instead the leaders are keeping the people in darkness. This is suicidal. Let us try to save them. Christian, Hindu, or Muslim, it doesn't matter. One must have faith in God. But if one does not know what is God, then what is the question of religion? This sectarian view has caused havoc in the world. Our real business is to know God and one's relationship with God. Do you know what is God? The answers to your questions are as follows. 1. Yes, the message of Jesus is universally applicable. Why not? Jesus says, thou shalt not kill. This is applicable to all. But all Christians are violating this law. So where is a Christian? In my opinion, there is not a single Christian. Do they follow all 10 commandments? 2. We accept Jesus Christ as Shaktavish Avatar, an empowered incarnation of God. 3. The Bible should be accepted literally and not symbolically. There is no symbolical meaning of the sacrifice on the cross. The people were so wrathful, they attempted to kill him because he was speaking of God. We can understand the position of that society. He had to deal with such rascals. He preached, "Thou shalt not kill," and they killed him. The argument that Jesus died to redeem us of sins is simply another sinful argument. That Jesus has taken contract to redeem your sins is simply a plea of the sinners. They continue sinning and expect Christ to take the contract to free them. It is most sinful. Instead of actually stopping sins, they contract to Jesus Christ. These people should be immediately hanged. That way our religion is very good. We cannot stop sinning, but it is okay because Christ has taken contract to save us. It is the same as saying, "I am chanting Hare Krishna now, I can do any nonsense." That is known as nam aparadh, offenses to the holy name of the Lord. 4. Regarding Christ coming again, for the time being you follow his instructions. Then if he comes, it will be all right. Regarding the position of our movement, if Christ were to come again, that we shall see when he comes. The end of the world means that the world will be devastated. Just like you have a body and it will be finished, similarly the whole world's body will be devastated. Creation, maintenance, and annihilation. Nas in Sanskrit means devastated. 5. There is no difference between a pure Christian and a sincere devotee of Krishna. 6. Everything is accurately described in the Bhagavad Mahapurana. Love of God means God's mercy. If God is pleased, he will do anything. The pleasure of God can be awarded by God. In Sanskrit it is described, Kripa Siddhi, perfection out of mercy. One must follow the 4 regulative principles. No eating meat, fish or eggs. No intoxication, no gambling, and no illicit sex life. Repent of all sinful activities and depend on Krishna's mercy. Hoping this meets you well, your ever well wisher, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami.
Very nice. Actually, about 2 years ago, there was a propaganda in the West that if you are afraid of sinning, then it means that you don't have full faith in Jesus Christ. Because he has promised to accept your sinful reaction. So therefore, if you sin, then it means you have full faith that he will accept the reaction.
Prabhupada said those people should be hanged immediately.
To hell, I tell you. Jesus Christ has taken the contract. And when he puts them, I'm going to hell.
Well, that's for people who don't sign the contract with him. That's what they say. As long as you say that you accept Jesus, then you're going to heaven for sure.
Jesus Christ accepted simply at a certain class.
Only
he's not in it.
Only those who accept him.
That only the Christian.
Right. And anyone who was born before Jesus, he's doomed. Great philosophy.
Well, this point was an embarrassment for the Christian theologians. Because people would say, well, what about, you know, great philosophers like Socrates and Plato, who lived before Jesus, they're also damned to suffer in hell. So this question was very perplexing. It was hard for them to condemn that they all are burning in hell. I mean, actually they have no philosophy at all.
Thank you.
That's why we rejected our so-called religious heritage. We could see that there was no substance to it. And the leaders were just like normal devotees of any other groups. They weren't spiritual. I used to remember seeing the priests and the rabbis getting drunk, smoking cigarettes, talking nonsense just like everybody else. There was no difference except for the dress. Giriraj, did you get those passbooks by any chance?
Well, I'm over with you, Lois. Mr. Krishnamurti didn't come back until the afternoon, so he couldn't be taken from being brought up today.
So I'm going today. I had to meet with Giriraj about a number of things, Srila Prabhupada.